Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
I thought we'd start with the big news in women's mags. You'd be all over this, Natasha Belling. Cosmopolitan is coming back. What the hell?
It is the iconic mag that was loved by millions of Australians. Cosmopolitan magazine is set to return to the Australian media market 6 years after it was axed. Now, the glossy will head to the press for its first revived issue in August. How good is that?
Well, were you a fan of Cosmo?
Loved it.
Was that your favourite?
Oh, my, I had a subscription I got for Christmas and the sealed sections.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cleo had a sealed section.
Yeah.
Cleo's gone. That's not coming back. Dolly?
Dolly was amazing.
Is Dolly coming back?
Dolly Doctor. Remember Dolly Doctor?
Dolly Doctor. Oh, and they'd have a sealed section too. And at the newsagent, if you couldn't afford to buy it, you'd open it at the top and look down it.
Wow.
I went to a doctor about 2 weeks ago, a skin doctor, and I went into the, you know, in the waiting room, there's always to be mags.
Yeah.
Now there is none anymore.
Oh,
everyone's on their phones.
You're dead right.
Everyone's on their phones.
That used to be it. You used to go in there and you get up to date. You blow the dust off an old copy of something or other. This is very interesting. Why can't the men's magazines come back? Do you remember the men's magazines?
I do.
They were great too. What was Zoo magazine?
Zoo, Ralph.
Ralph.
Maxim.
Maxim was one. That was getting down the sexy end of the pool. The others were just daggy. I was Zoo Magazine Man of the Year.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
What year? On what basis?
That men want to be me. Girls
want to do you.
Want to do me. Zoo Magazine, you may remember, they had some controversial moments. They invited readers to win a divorce.
Yep.
That they had one of their competitions was to win a time machine, which just turned out to be a clock.
That's funny.
They offered the opportunity to win a boob job for your girlfriend.
Yeah.
That caused a bit. And they celebrated Mary McKillop's beatification by recreating her life with a lingerie model kneeling before a dwarf pope.
What?
What about people in Picture Magazine? I used to like those. They had celebrity skid marks,
yeah.
I think was one of their segments.
Yeah, Picture was a bit more bogan, wasn't it?
Well, I think it was just celebrities in their underpants.
Oh.
I had home blokes and home wives where you'd send in pictures of your partner.
Yes.
For everyone. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, Glenn sending in one of you, that would be... like. Now, were you a Cleo Bachelor of the Year?
No, I wasn't. I had something in Dolly, I'm pretty sure.
In Dolly?
Yeah, in about 1993 or 1994, I was one of the eligible bachelors in that. The only thing was I was engaged.
How did that go down?
Oh,
I don't know how it all came about, but it didn't go down real well, to be honest.
No, I don't think it would not.
Did you not cough it up? Or?
No, well, they saw it. Meg saw it we used to get Dolly all the time, and someone pointed out to her that Mark's in the Dolly Most Eligible Bachelors.
But he's engaged.
Yeah, I'm engaged.
Been a bit quiet at home, was it?
And plus, I was like, at the time, I was 24, 25, and all these other kids in it were 18, 19. So I was a bit of a boiler back then, even.
Cosmo's coming back, everyone. This is a good opportunity. What do you want to see come back? 1-3-3-5-3. Come on. What is it?
The magazine sense?
Well,
or
no, anything you like.
I want to see yo-yos come back.
Yo-yos?
Yo-yos.
What about desert boots?
Oh,
remember desert boots?
No,
that's what I wore to school
boots.
Every day.
I used to love desert boots.
Loved them.
They were fantastic. The moon boot desert boot was pretty good. What would you like to see brought back?
I would like to see the mystery flight brought back.
Mystery flight? No more?
Yeah. I would love to see that. You get on a plane, you don't know where you're going.
What about Eskies at the footy? Take your own Esky.
Oh, good luck with that. What about full strength beer at the footy? Cosmopolitan. What is it, guys?
Both. We've shortened it to Cosmo.
Cosmopolitan, but
it's making a comeback. Against the trend, magazines have been disappearing from our shelves for years. Who would still buy? Oh, my God.
I love it. Country style of house and garden. Some lovely gardening tips. I love the good old glossy mag.
What's it worth? What's the mag worth?
About seven, or Women's Weekly, $7-$8 now.
Okay.
Ooh.
You are a throwback to another era, is all I'm saying. What do you want brought back
from
the dead? Jono's on the line. Jono, what do you got?
I'd love to see hula hoops come back. Nothing more funny than your drunk aunties or your
Well, I'll tell you this much, because we used to be fiends as kids on the hula hoop. You could all it for hours. I pulled one, saw one at like a niece's place recently, pulled it out. It just dropped like a stone.
Oh, no.
It dropped like, because you just go, I used to be good at this, and just go... And boy, there's nothing happening down there in the rhythm section.
No.
It's very good. Jono, well done. We love it. Brett, what do you want brought back?
The game show, It's a Knockout.
Great show. That was Sunday night viewing. Yes. It was like after dinner. And there'd be people smacking each other on a greased pole with pillows, trying to knock them into a pool.
Billy J. Smith was the cook.
And there were teams. How were the teams like from? They were surf clubs or something, weren't they?
Yeah, they were different areas of Sydney, yeah. Well, then they filmed it at Castle Hill.
Love it. Well done, Brett. Kevin, what do you want brought back?
The Triple Treat ice cream.
What was that?
Triple Treat was a beauty.
Yeah.
I would like
regular had marshmallow, ice cream, and then chocolate dip.
Oh, mate, you are seriously, my tummy's rumbling. What about a Barney banana? I did like a Barney banana.
Them.
Anything else in that department?
Sunny Boys. There's no more Sunny Boys. That was a staple of our diet growing up as
that's
kids.
That's part of childhood, wasn't
where
it?
Where are Sunny Boys these days?
Just getting a free.
Yeah,
the greatest moment of anyone's.
Mum, I got one! What? A free Sunny Boy.
Exciting moment.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Raz and the Glug, and they brought out a green one, which is controversial.
What was the green one?
Don't know, lime. It was a lime one. Didn't go down too well.
No. But Raz.
The Glug and the Sunny Boys.
All right, calm down.
Yeah, I love it.
Peter, what would you like brought back?
Morning, team. The old milk bar. You buy your milkshake, your lollies, and the firecrackers.
Yeah, your one-stop shop. It was like a Wonka-style chocolate factory. Milk bar, that's right. And, you know, 20 cents worth of mixed lollies was enough to last
it was a loot.
Year.
What about the milkshake in the silver cup?
In the silver metallic.
Metallic. Oh.
What about Paddle Pop Liquor Prize?
Oh.
Remember that?
No, what was that?
Oh, the Paddle Pop stick would have a prize on it. Collect them. And someone won a car. Unreal.
We used to make toys out of the milk. Which makes, what are they called?
Paddles. The sticks.
Yeah, the frisbees.
No, you make a boomerang. You get your sticks together.
Yes, and put a glue on it.
And throw it at a nerd.
Yeah, Glenn, take this. Oh, sorry.
Well done, Peter. Andrew, what do you miss? What would you like brought back?
No tax on cigarettes. If I want to kill myself, I should be able to afford it.
But I remember. I do remember me saying, mate, if cigarettes hit $4 a packet, I'm out.
Oh, wow.
I am out. I'm not joking.
Was that 82?
I remember my mum used to give me a note to saying, go down to the shops and say, it's okay for Mark to buy my cigarettes to the bloke over the thing when I was about 7.
Ross is on the line. Ross, what do you want brought back?
I'd love to see the old-fashioned brand from the 90s, Coup de Lions, the reversible jumper that everybody had to have.
Yes. You got two cracks at it.
They were the most comfortable. Yeah, they were the most comfortable. And, yeah, you could have it one way to the day and then flip it over the next day and it looked like you had a new jumper on.
Bloody put them on with your jumbo cords and your desert boots and you're in action. Well done, Ross.
Jumbo cords.
Jumbo cords. It'd make the sound when you were walking.
Electrocute.
That's right. Give yourself a shock. Dave, what do you want to see brought back?
Guys, please bring back normal television. The A-Team, the Fall Guy. Get rid of Matt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
MacGyver.
Oh.
That was a bit of fun. The A-Team was good.
The A-Team was great. Even Australian Sons and Daughters and Young Doctors.
Country Practice.
Do you know the A-Team we used to have in our neighbourhood, an A-Team? So my mate had an Irvan, and what we used to do is we used to go around and we'd go out the front, we'd park the Irvan, we'd go in and we'd steal someone's bird bath, and we'd put it in the Irvan, and then as we're driving off, you hear, we'd leave everything down the beach. And then he can go and get it later.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Simpler times.
Yeah. You've been A-teamed. And then, because no one knew who we were, so we were like superheroes. People go, have you heard about the A-team? Russell's on the line. Russell, what would you like to see brought back?
Well, Mark will probably remember this magazine because he was probably in it at some stage, an iconic magazine called Inside Sport. It started back in the early 90s.
Certainly was, yes. What a great...
It was a great mate. I think it was the Thinking Man's Playboy because I remember a lot of my mates were into Playboy and Penthouse type thing. And
yeah, I've been in both.
I love the inside sport, so I think there was nothing better than classy
All right, that sounds good. Can we do that? Can we get that back?
Inside sport?
Let's make a call. If Cosmo's coming back for the girls, inside sport for the boys. Yeah. I love it. Adam's on the line. Wow, what should be brought back, mate?
Mate, be able to ride cardboard down the back of the stadiums when you're at the footy.
Yeah. Oh, nothing better.
It was a kid's rites of passage.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. It was usually a carton of beer that Dad had drunk.
Yep. There you go, mate. There's your slide.
You open that up. Spread that out and off you go. Bing, bang, boom, and you're down the slope. Well done, Adam. Steve, what would you like brought back?
The Sandman panel van, so he can go back to the driving on the weekend.
Sandman panel van. Yep. What happened? Why would no one bring back a panel van?
A lot of babies were conceived in panel vans like Sandman. I'm one of them.
Okay.
My dad had a sticker on the back of his panel van. If this van's a rockin', don't bother knocking.
And
I was conceived.
And tell me what happened in the back of a Sandman in Blacktown.
Blacktown.
You really are royalty. That's like a nativity scene from the western suburbs. Oh. Here's three wise men turn up on motorbikes. The back of a Sandman at Blacktown, was it at a drive-in or was it just parked out the front of the house?
Mum was working at the drive-in. Dad came to pick her up in a break and...
The rest is history.
6-9 months later, I'm here.
Oh. All right, everybody. Wow. Well played.
MG Sport Report.
The breaking news, and it revolves around the Sydney Roosters playmaker Luke Keary. He's set to announce this season will be his last in the NRL.
Yeah, that was a bolt from the blue yesterday.
Didn't see that coming?
No, because Luke Keary had just re-signed about 2 months ago for an extension to play next year.
Yep.
The fact that he's retiring at the end of the season, a lot of people were speculating, Mickey, whether it's a concussion-based decision or he's just had enough of the game. To think that, you'd think if it was concussion, he'd retire straight away.
Yes.
You know, if it was the concussion, he's 32, he's done everything in the game. He's, you know, played for Australia, New South Wales, Ireland. He's won 3 competitions. He's 32 years of age. And I think he's come to the stage of his life where he's got a young family and he thought, you know what? Because he signed it on for $800,000 for next year. So it's not a money thing.
Something's happened.
He's had
a moment.
Yep.
He's reflected, but good on him.
But he'll get him as one of the best little men in the modern era.
All right.
He's a fantastic player, and well done for a great career, Luke Keary. On the cricket.
Yeah, what's happening cricket-wise?
Jason Gillespie has been appointed the new Pakistan test coach. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thought on that is be very, very careful, because if you remember, Greg Chappell became the coach of Pakistan. They didn't go that well, and they started burning effigies of Greg Chappell.
That's my
advice to you, Jason, is get some points on the board early. They're pretty passionate.
Yep.
Over there, but good on him. He's got a great cricket brain, and it's a good appointment.
And finally, Steve Smith, who has had a pretty indifferent IPL season, being dropped by the Delhi Capitals. Well, he hasn't been named in the Australian T20 World Cup, which will kick off in June in the USA and West Indies. The Aussie team has been drawn in Group B with foe England, Namibia, Scotland and Oman, but the 34-year-old Smith has been omitted, so that's the first time he has been omitted in his career.
Give him more time to work on the guitar. You know what I mean? It's not all lost.
No, that's
sitting around.
No, look, I can't wait to hear his second track.
Something's gone viral on socials.
Yep,
it's a thread on something.
Oh,
Reddit. What's Reddit?
Right, I don't know.
Oh, it's where you can ask a question and then everyone can respond.
It's like an online diary, like an online encyclopedia type thing.
Yeah, it's just like a status update that then it's a public and everyone can then have their say after it.
Whatever. Anyway, they've done this thing that they're saying people share their partner's most annoying habits. And there's some in here that you will acknowledge straight away, and there's others that are pretty unique, but you identify with. 1-3-5-3, by the way, if you want to get involved. Can I just give you one straight off the bat?
Go for it.
It's a standard, but it happens every time, girls. I'm sorry. But the greatest lie in relationships is, do you want dessert? Do you want dessert? No, I don't. Are you sure? Because you're not getting any of mine. No, I don't want it. Next thing you know, there's 2 spoons on the table. And you're being robbed. Why don't you just say, I want a dessert?
Yeah.
Why?
Guilty as charged. You know the connoisseur ice creams?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
So my partner in crime gets one. Oh, no, I'm right. I'm fine. Oh, can I have a bite? And he looks over and it's all gone.
I'm usually the opposite. Usually Meegs get the ice cream and I said, no, I don't want any. Then I say, come on, just a little bit. So I'm the annoying habit.
Yeah, oh. Just stop it. All right. What have you? What's an annoying habit? Your partner?
Not many. Not many. Over 30 years of marriage. When she calls me Dahl, I know I'm in trouble. Like she goes, she usually goes, F Dahl. What are you up to? And when Meeks trains, sometimes I always try and get her to be comfortable. You know, sit in the lounge. You know, watch TV. She leaves the joggers on for till the end of like till she has a shower that night. So she could have the joggers on for 12 hours on the weekend.
So that's your annoying habit?
When you say joggers, you mean a trainer's?
Trainers, shoes. Yeah, trainers.
And that annoys you?
Not really.
You're backing out of this.
I'm trying to think. When I look at this thing this morning, I'm going, what does? And I've been, next year it'll be 40 years we've been together. You're not with someone that long if you're annoyed by something.
Yes, but you're not confident enough to put anything on the table either, are you? You're living in fear.
Mate, Billy, not silly.
What about you?
Living in fear.
What have you got? Here comes. She's got
What's the atlas for?
I talk a lot. Sometimes my partner doesn't listen.
Because his eardrums are blowing up. He's had enough. You mean he doesn't listen by choice? You know what he does? He leaves his body. He goes to his happy place.
He goes to the cave.
Which is his shed at the back with his beer fridge.
Here's one on the list, which I like. This bloke, he often complains he eats the tops off muffins and leaves the bottom.
That'd
be annoying. What about you?
I had a partner once that flossed in bed. And so the lights would be out and I'd hear this.
And then I'd
find the strings.
Oh,
you know, like a week later, collected in the corner, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever experienced.
He sounds like a keeper.
He wasn't.
I told you I got caught vaping in bed.
Oh,
that's right.
Remember, I got vaping in bed because you heard the. Are you vaping?
No.
What are you talking about?
Is that dangerous?
No, it's a battery.
Bit of harmless fun. What about fighting for space on the shelf in the shower?
Oh, good luck.
I've
got a razor. I've got a razor and a toothbrush.
Get absolutely blown off the park.
Yeah.
And fight for every inch.
We get your pillows taken from under you.
Yeah, I did get my pillows taken from under. He's a pillow thief in the middle of the night. Yoink. Where the other pillow went is a mystery. We had four. We've now got three.
Wow.
We haven't been able to locate it.
That's the best.
Something's going on.
One of the boys.
Little idiots. Or I told you about the cards, didn't I?
What?
No.
Oh, wow. So it was their mum's birthday over the weekend. So I said, write your mum a beautiful card. Yeah, and they did. They wrote a beautiful birthday card for their mum. And I said, oh, that's great. Why don't you write your dad a card? And go, oh, yeah, no worries. So Fred comes back and he's made a card on the front. It goes, hey, Dad. And I open it up and go, screw you, dork. Screw you, dork. Right, and then Fred's gone, I better have a crack at this. So he's got a card, hey, Dad, picture of you inside. Open it up and it's a dick and balls. How's that? What have I created?
Wow, yeah, and you've got two of them.
Screw you, dork.
Just like their dad.
Yes, the force is strong in these two. All right, Jen, what's the annoying thing your partner does?
Good morning, everyone. It has to be toenail clippings.
This is a blokey thing to do. He cuts them where?
Look, granted, I give him thumbs up. He does do it outside, but then he just leaves them there, and then I step on them, and they get actually wedged into my skin of my feet.
Well,
it hurts.
Bad luck. He's still a keeper. Well done, Jen. Steve, what have you got for us, buddy?
It's her singing. Her singing is atrocious, but it's not just the singing. It's getting the words to every single song that's ever been written wrong.
Have you got one for us?
You know that Enya song, Sail Away?
Yeah,
she thought it was Save the Whales. Save the whales, save the whales.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, well, she's not alone. She's not alone because.
Hey, Steve, I don't care. Teach him Jeffrey's tricks. Save the whales.
Save the whales.
Stevie, she's not alone because our very own Mick Molloy is very is guilty of that.
What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. A little while back, he's trying to take on everything the girl, Nirvana.
Oh, jeez. You hang me how to try, but I can't see you every night. Why are you singing like that?
That's not bad.
I was giving it emotion.
A bit of Tiny Tim about it.
I was really, you know, lost in the moment.
Wow.
Let's move on. Andrew. Andrew, what's your partner do that annoys you?
So I hate using a wet towel, so I've got a morning towel and an evening towel and her towel in the bathroom, and she still manages to use my two.
Oh, wow.
That is unbelievable.
Morning towel and evening towel.
What about someone rang up the other day and said his partner has display towels?
Yes.
You can't have display towels. I'm using your display towels. That is happening. Well done, Andrew. And Brad, quickly, what have you got, buddy?
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. My wife, she likes to pick the dead skin off her heel and just leave them everywhere.
Oh, yuck.
And she would just do it in the lounge room. She would do it wherever she feels like it.
That's it. She's molting.
She's molting like a snake.
Well done, everybody. It's a bit hurtful, you guys laughing at my singing.
It was bad.
By the way, which wasn't bad. It was Nirvana.
Yeah.
I thought I nailed it.
Oh, you didn't,
have you got a little grab of it there?
Yeah, of course. I'll take it.
Wow. It's emoji.
Oh, the inflections. Why? But I
can't see you. There it is.
Mm.
I'm not the only one. You've given it a crack.
I don't mind that, we've given it a crack in the last couple of years.
We don't mind a bit of a sing on
the
show.
We love it.
And I think we even compiled an album.
Yeah, this could be on sale. Mick and MG do the hits. You've heard them on the radio show. Now get ready to hear Mick and MG like never before. And we'll be together again. Be transported by the musical stylings of Mick Molloy. Love on the fields of Barley. And the untamed power of MG. Pull it up, stop, yo. I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll go. Ice, ice, baby, too cold. Cold. With special guest Natasha Belling. Mick and MG do the hits. And I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Cause me and the boys are playing. And you tell me like, and I just can't find the sound. Available now from wherever you get your music. Yeah, not good.
We should tour live.
Oh, please don't.
Earlier, we were lamenting what had been missed at the talk to Sandman's, and you offered this.
A lot of babies were conceived in panel vans, like Sandman. I was one of them.
In the back of a Sandman in Blacktown.
Blacktown.
You really are royalty. Oh. That's like a nativity scene from the Western Suburbs. One of the more important moments in Western Suburbs history. A nativity scene? Well, we have put your story to away in a manger.
Way out in Blacktown, a panel van for a bed. Mr. Gaius Sr. had his eye on a bird. In the back of the panel van while the movie did play, one Mark Gaia Jr. was conceived on that day.
Aww. How cute. Singing that, huddled around the Christmas tree. This year.
Nice. Well done, BT.
What are you up to? I always like to check in and see what you've been doing lately. Have you done anything of note that I need to know about?
I watched a pretty good movie yesterday that I haven't seen before.
What was it?
The Great Gatsby.
You hadn't seen The Great Gatsby?
I haven't seen The Great
Ever
Gatsby.
Ever occurred to you to pop on The Great Gatsby? Which version? Because there was a Robert Redford.
Yeah, no, Leonardo DiCaprio.
The Leonardo DiCaprio.
With,
was shot right here in Sydney.
It was. And,
did you know that?
I did not know that until I started seeing all the extras in the movie. And saying, oh, there's Isla Fisher and there's Vince Colosimo was the he was in it.
Did you recognise any of the locations?
I didn't. No, I didn't, because a lot of it would be CGI, wouldn't it?
If it's not Penrith.
Imagine The Great Gatsby set in Penrith.
If it was shot today, it'd be Penrith Beach. You know that.
Yeah, 100%.
West Egg would be down at Penrith Beach.
Well, Seminary in Manly was the Gatsby home, which was the big palace, and I didn't know that. But most of it was shot in Sydney. Obviously, Baz Luhrmann was the director, and I found it a little bit long, but it goes for about 3.5 hours or something.
It's a classic novel. Some say it's the greatest American novel of all time.
It's not a true story, is it?
And so we beat on. Boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past.
Oh, wow.
One of the best closing lines of a novel of all time. So what do you mean it was too long?
It's just too long. Like my attention span is about 90 minutes or 70 minutes. This went for about 3 hours. And I pause it when done some chores and come back and watch the rest of it.
You ran a little interval.
Yeah.
Do you know the optimum time for a movie is, as voted by everyone, 93 minutes.
And guess what time? Cracker Jack go, how long? Cracker Jack?
91 minutes.
91.
Yeah, I left the morning more. Hey, remember that, Baz Luhrmann? Next time you attempt a classic.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's What the f***?
WTF?
What do you got?
Did you know that eating pistachios before you go to bed will help with sleep as it contains...
What the f***?
As it contains lots of amount of melatonin, the sleep hormone.
How many do you have to have?
Like 10,000? I'd say a bowlful.
So you get a bowl of nuts in bed.
Pistachios, in particular, pistachios. No salt.
That's going to get you in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
What are you going to do? It's the hardest nut to shell.
Oh, I know.
So what are you going to do?
Well, he's ripping
sit there and...
Well, I'll have it probably half an hour before bed at the kitchen table. And then break them apart and then have a little... But then have a... Then, you want a couple of beers with that, which kind of defeats the purpose.
Someone should, like, do the shells for you.
Yeah. Same person who pushes your bum up and down in bed.
Oh.
I thought I'd be too sleepy for that because I've just had a bowl of pistachios.
That would be the weirdest job ad in the universe.
Pistachio opener. You know, I love them. I love pistachio ice cream. I love pistachios, but I didn't know they made you sleepy. Now I'm going to start having more of them. Order me some pistachios, babe. I'm coming home.
And bring someone to push them up and down. Okay. Kat, what have you got?
The world's oldest wild bird is 72 and still looking for a mate.
What the f***?
I looked at this morning. Same fact.
Yep. She's still
horny.
She's still horny at 72.
72.
It's an albatross.
Not a buzzard. No.
No, it's an albatross.
They mate for life, don't they?
Yeah, they did, but her partner has sadly passed away of old age. She's still cracking on. So she's moving on to the next. She's getting a toy boy.
You can't be doing that. Getting a toy boy.
Yeah.
She's a cougar. She's an albatross cougar. 72, and she's hot to trot.
She is.
Do they have like a Tinder? Albatross Tinder.
That's 72 years of good viewing, isn't it?
Like swipe right. Where? Swipe right if you've got a hot beak.
Or flap right. With the wings.
Her wings, she's 72. She'd have tuck shop arms.
Instead of there, they'd be there.
Oh, bingo wings.
Bingo wings. 72, that's good.
Natasha Belling, yes.
Talking about hot old birds, a 60-year-old lawyer is
making... referring to yourself.
60-year-old lawyer is making history by being crowned Miss Universe Buenos Aires.
Oh,
what the f*** is Buenos Aires? What is she?
She's going for the Miss Universe pageant, so she's won her local competition and now going international. And
so
she's 60.
So she's the best looking in Buenos Aires.
Yeah, well,
at 60.
Yeah, age is no barrier.
No, it's not. I agree.
Yeah.
Have you seen? She's beautiful.
All right, well, great.
A lot of age things today. The albatross, 72, the Buenos Aires.
I know.
Pistachios.
You get the idea. 1-3-3-5-3. How much money have
$800.
We got? $800. There we go, people. All righty, Maddie, what do you got for me, buddy? Blow my mind.
Okay, so if the Earth stops rotating, everybody would fly east at 465 metres per second and then die instantly.
Oh, oh wow.
What the thanks for breaking it gently to us.
Wow.
That'd be fun for a bit, wouldn't it?
It'd be fun for a second.
For a second.
And you're off.
They're gone. Next minute.
How long would it take to die, Manny?
Instantly. They're saying instantly.
Yes.
No, I would last a while.
Yeah.
Would you?
You get a wind tunnel.
I'd be shot into space. I'd be going, I can see my house from here.
Oh, hold it. I'm falling back down.
Yeah, I would be. I'd put my arms by my side and
do a pin drop.
Like Aquaman. Oh. Yeah, I'll do a pin drop.
Do a re-entry.
I would. And my bot would heat up on re-entry. don't know, Maddie. Ian's on the line. What have you got, Ian?
Douglas Bader, the famous World War II pilot, lost both his legs in a plane crash during the war. They fitted him with metal legs, and he was known as Tin Leg Bader. Then after the war, he went back to playing golf, and he could still drive a ball 250 yards.
Oh, good.
What the
fuck? Wow, Tin Legs.
He wasn't, didn't cover himself in glory, did he? Like, he lost both his legs and then spent the entire war as a prisoner.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. There's a story to tell you, kids.
Didn't play golf, but so.
What did you do to the war, Dad? Well,
yeah.
Wasn't great.
Nah.
Let's be honest.
It was ordinary, too.
Why don't you come up here and sit on my knee? I am. Oh, okay, that's right. Well, I can't feel anything because
they're tin.
I've got tin legs.
I mean, Wizard of Oz.
Hey, Ian. You said famous? I don't know.
He's famous.
What's his name?
For the sky.
What's his name?
They what?
Bader, B-A-D-E-R.
But what'd they do?
They wrote a book called Reach for the Sky.
Well, he's not reaching. He's for the sky on his tin legs.
Well, and he's playing to crash.
Ian, we enjoy the story. But, yeah, I don't know. That old tin legs. Carl's on the line. Carl, what have you got for us?
Blackbeard the pirate used to use lit fuses in his beard to intimidate his enemies.
What the fuck? That'd be fun till his like beard caught fire.
He's a bad man, Blackbeard.
And then, who's in trouble then? I love that they were all some
beards,
kind of beard.
Red beard.
Yellow beard.
Yep.
Black beard. Blue beard.
Yes.
Fuchsia beard.
Johnny Depp.
Fuchsia beard. Magenta beard.
Fuchsia beard.
What would you be?
I'd be bald beard.
Well, you are. You could be a pirate.
Arr.
Don't ever do that again. Ever. With a big, like a big earring.
Like Johnny Depp.
I'd like Johnny Depp, no.
How?
I don't know.
Like Jeffrey Rush.
Like Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah, okay.
More like that. No money today.
MG's Sport Report. Well, earlier in the week, South Sydney superstar Latrell Mitchell made the announcement that he's considering making himself unavailable for the State of Origin this season. But the NRL have come out this morning and said that, unfortunately for Latrell, you cannot do that while you've got a contract with the NRL.
Is this unusual to do this?
It's very unusual because Queensland don't do it. Queensland don't do this. New South Wales have a...
You haven't shot yourself in the foot lead up to another State of Origin
series. Well, I don't think so.
Is that a great way to limp in?
We have a knack of airing our dirty laundry. And look, I recently spoke to Michael Maguire, as did a lot of ex-players and coaches of the NRL arena. And one of the exercises that Madge done with us with me in particular and everyone else, he had a little in a bag with him. He had something with it. And he said, "I want to show you. The first time I put this on the desk is tell me what you think about it." And it was a New South Wales jersey, and I went, "Wow, I didn't expect that." And straight away, I felt like it took me straight to a place when I played, and it gave me goosebumps as soon as I saw it. When you've got a player who's umming and ahhing about playing Origin, you put a line through him. The fact that he's saying, "I want to make myself unavailable," so, okay, that's fair enough.
What's his reason for that?
Well, he's been out for 3 weeks. He hasn't given, he's in a lot of money for South, and I think Latrell believes that he's not giving them value for money. So he wants to put all his efforts back into South Sydney. And I get that. That's fine. But on the other side of the equation, guess who if I'm Queensland, who I don't want to see in that other side's in the centres? It's Latrell Mitchell.
Why don't you want to see him?
Because two or three years ago in the centres, he was in beast mode. He was unstoppable. And I think that's his spot. I think centre's his spot. I think at fullback he's got to do too much running and he gets tired too easy. So
do you want him to play or not?
I don't want him to play if he's second guessing himself. And I don't think Madge Maguire will pick him if he's second guessing himself. He wants blokes who are full in.
All right.
It's
not the perfect.
No, but I think as long as Madge Maguire knows what he's doing, like as far as what he come around and said to all the ex-players and stuff, obviously it was personal, but the bottom line is that enough's enough.
Right.
We want to be committed to the blue.
You want to play?
You
put your hand up.
Yep.
If you don't, get the shower's toots.
sick.
Oh, look, I should have gone like that sick.
My name's Habib. Do you root? I don't live in Bankstown now. Yeah, successful comedian, and I'm in Punch Bowl.
Please welcome to Mick and MJ in the Morning, Tahir.
Yay!
Where did you pull that from?
Welcome aboard. That's a warm welcome, is it not?
It's nice, yeah. It's
Thanks for joining us. It's the first time we've had you here live in the studio. You're a local legend. We're going to mention your shows in a minute. You got a comedy festival, Sydney Comedy Festival, coming up. You'll own that. Yep. At on the 4th of May at the Sydney Comedy Store. And tell me, what's this? Your Tahir's insane night of stand-up shit magic and spontaneous comedy.
That's exactly what the show's about. I can't say any more. Like, that's like, because
it's all under the one roof.
The worse the magic tricks I do, the more the people seem to like it.
Of course.
Like, it is crap magic. Who knew? Like, it goes off. It's taken over my stand-up. But anyway.
You love it. There's something for everyone there. But thank you for joining us. And do you know, you guys would have crossed paths before?
MG, we go way back
to your roots. Well, MG, of course, is the great thing about this summer. And you were pointing this out to me, that Penrith Beach has closed. Is that right?
Well, why is it closed? For the summer.
Bodies kept washing ashore.
I couldn't wash out.
Not enough cocaine washing ashore. What was it?
Sharknadoes. No Sharknadoes.
No Sharknadoes.
After 210,000 visitors, it was a successful Penrith Beach Open.
Did you get out there?
Hang on, Emily. I know you love Penrith, right?
Yep.
But the Penrith Beach, which... oxymoron straight away, right? It's like many people. I don't even know if there's a beach out there. Opened in December, closed 4 months later. And what happened was this. They were trying to save people time to, you know, go to Bondi. Save an hour.
Yeah, hour and a half.
What they didn't think about was the ducks. The ducks didn't fly either. So the ducks go, we're not flying. The ducks did poo in that beach.
Yeah.
And that's what closed it down.
Yes.
They didn't think of that, right? And there was a beach at Bankstown as well. I don't know if you know
what
that.
What do you mean? There was no beach at Bankstown.
There were. It got knocked off. It got knocked off. It's in someone's backyard with a giant tarpaulin over it.
It's now an above-ground swimming pool and a giant. Do you get out the West much these days?
I grew up in George's Hall near Bankstown Airport.
Yes.
That's where I hang around. And my parents and my family's still out there, so it's beautiful. And so I'm out there a fair bit. And Penrith, I've been to Penrith plenty of times, I had no idea there was a beach there. And I think, like, why are they trying to bring Bondi to Penrith? That's a stupid idea. Mm. That's a stupid idea. You don't see Bondi saying, you know what we need? We need more Hooters restaurants out this way. You don't see that.
That's like a cultural exchange program, isn't it?
Well, let Penrith be Penrith, and do what everyone else does in the West and build units, more units.
Yes, very true.
Get rid of the beach and just build more units.
Well, the beach will go from one strength to a strength. You watch.
You think it'll come back?
Mark, well, it's coming back.
What? No way.
Is it considered a success?
Oh, 200,000 people visiting, yeah. I would say it was.
How do you do the numbers?
They've got that.
How many swam between the flags?
None of them.
Was there any waves? Like, was there a wave at all?
When my mate Chunky jumped in.
Hey, 200,000 people, how many jet skis? They each would have had their own jet skis.
Yeah.
You hoon bastards out there. As you know, you two both have roots from out the West.
Yeah, and something very close or unclose to his heart are potholes. I know you hate the pothole situation in the West at the moment because no one fixes them.
That's right. It's been brought to my attention by my mate Mahmoud Ishmael, who's been going hard on that's the truth. Look him up. And I said, listen, I'll take it up because there are probably people listening from the eastern suburbs or northern beaches who are saying, what are potholes? Fair enough. Exactly. Yeah. That's my point.
No, we've never seen one.
And potholes are caused by heavy rain, which we know, right? And it's a Ponzi scheme.
That's right.
That's what it is. It is. It's been going for decades. Now, the council fixed them what I only describe as soft Cocoa Pops.
Yes.
That's it. That's where they fix them up.
Five council members do it.
Well, that's another matter altogether. Yeah. But here's a kicker. You ready for this? Right. It is not waterproof.
No.
Right? So when there's a huge rain happens, a hole develops, which keeps 1,000 council workers employed for decades. Now, they can fix with something more permanent, like, I don't know, concrete. Yes. But no one's ever thought of this. It's soft Cocoa Pops in there, and it goes on. Now, the Ponzi scheme goes much deeper. Cars go over it unwittingly. Yes. There's a word I haven't used since...
reach for your thesaurus, everybody.
Since Tane Mill dived unwittingly into the legs of Karen Munster, right? And Tane Mill, how did he become public enemy number one?
Dive at Karen Munster's legs.
How many times has he sin-binned this guy? He makes most of his run meters running off to the grandstand and back. That's what he makes most of his
I get it. Beautiful.
So the potholes, like, you know, and it look, cars go over, there's damage. It goes deeper, much deeper. That's why I call it a ponge skin, because when the cars go over, what happens? What is the damage?
Buckles their wheels.
The wheel department's involved. Yeah.
Alignment's gone.
The tyre department's involved. Suspension, mechanics. All the mechanics listening are now shaking in their boots.
Illuminati stuff.
There are people now listening just shaking their boots. There's mechanics and the things. It just goes.
So you're saying they're planted. This is part of a ongoing.
It's an ongoing thing.
Do you reckon they're out there deliberately digging potholes?
Well, they don't need to, because they filled them with these soft cocoa pops, which they know when it rains,
last a week,
like in Sydney for the next 7 days, they'll be so busy.
Yes,
it'll be like so a 60 minutes out. Investigation or something.
I want to start it now. So, look, fix the potholes. The politicians won't touch this. So it's
taboo.
It goes deep. It employs a lot of people. It's a scheme.
This is a conspiracy theory. This is a Western Suburbs conspiracy theory.
I don't think so, Mick, because it's actual fact. You can see the holes in the road.
All right, settle down, big fella. Hey, we want to thank you for coming in today. I want to mention your show Saturday, the 4th of May, at the Sydney Comedy Store. Do you love the Comedy Store? Is it just a great place to play? Like your natural habitat.
It is beautiful. Like, it just feels. It's a proper comedy store, and it makes up for all the crappy pub gigs we do in different clubs, but yeah.
We love doing them, but to get into that environment for the Sydney Comedy Festival, Saturday, 4th of May, I've seen you live and you're unbelievable.
Very funny man.
Thanks for coming in. We'll see you again soon.
Cheers. Oh my God.
Mick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.